All right. Well, the big annual energy event is coming up. It's just right around the corner. In fact, we're just a few days away. And well, let's find out some more, I guess, details about the event. Greg, how are you doing today? And what's happening in the world of NAEP preparation?
We're doing fine, and we're all set to go. And it starts. The big thing with NAEP this year, it's the 25th anniversary, and the interesting thing about that is when the idea came up back in the early 1990s, was something that really there were a lot of and it, a small event, and but it's grown into the premier industry every year, and it used to be just a couple of days. Well, now we refer to it as NAEP Week. And there's activities beginning on Monday all the way through the ending of the show. So we're looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a pretty good-sized crowd, about 12,000 attendees in the neighborhood of about 700 exhibitors. So we're excited. We're ready to go.
In the past, the Westin Galleria Hotel has been a place. I just named that one off the top of my head. Where's it going to be held this year?
Well, at Westin Galleria, that's where it started way back when. But over the last many years, it's been at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And we take up a pretty good part of that convention center. It's, as I said, it's grown over the years.
That's what I thought. I wonder why that Galleria stuck out in my head. Now, generally, or I should say, normally you guys do two big events a year. One coming up here in just a few days, February, but then also you do one in the fall. This is the bigger one of the two, isn't it?
Well, this is the big one. This was where it started way back when. And the other one is a summer that's done in August. And it's a little smaller, a little more quaint. You know, it's kind of concentrate more on the regional plays that are going on. But it's you know, tried some regional areas, Denver, Pittsburgh. It's quite a bit of activity. But we're back then doing Big Napes. And then the following, that's what we refer to as summer, which is done in August.
I know a lot of times I attend the Williston Basin Petroleum Council every year. Of course, I'm located up in the Bakken, and every year, you know, people are talking about the NAEP conference, the things that are going on down there, because we're the next big one up here in the Bakken. You know this. There's a lot of people that travel from the Bakken down to this conference, and are you expecting, you know, all countries, all states? Just kind of talk about the attendees. You got 12,000 people coming. Where are they coming in from?
Definitely all of the big plays in the United States, including the offshore, all the plays in the continental United States. And then you had Smith National participation as well. I don't have a list of from which countries, but that part of our show has grown over the years as well, because we definitely have an international presence.
Yeah, and I do predict it'll probably be, you'll see a bigger global presence with Continental Resources, for example, with their big announcement selling crude oil into China. You've got Chinese government investing, I think, $84 billion into West Virginia's energy. I just, there's so much global connectivity now in the world of energy that is just, I think it's just going to continue to grow and grow on a global level. Okay, so let's talk about one of the things that I absolutely love about the oil and gas industry, and this is the reason that I was hooked from the get-go, is, you know, going to all these little communities, and you can see how they built the towns, how they really allowed an opportunity for giving back to the local communities, whether it's the local soccer team or the community center, whatever it might be. Now, you're in Houston, and there was a hurricane going on down there. Are you guys going to be kind of connecting the two this year, the fact that the oil industry gives back better than anybody, and then also the hurricane? Is that going to be kind of put together this year at all?
tell you, part of our, we do a charities luncheon, an industry luncheon on a Thursday. And basically what we do for that is we get the industry and get contributions, and we pick two or three of the charities that really help get our veterans transition back into civilian life. And so generally that's what we do there. But this year with Harvey, which affected the Houston area and surrounding areas, we also contributed to the Red Cross, which was, they had a separate part that they designated strictly for Harvey victims. And so we included that as well. But the industry as a whole has always done a good job to try to reach out and help, victims of different types of actual disaster. And I can tell you personally, I was Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. I think the oil and gas industry has always done a good job in trying to give back to the community. You've probably seen a lot of that up in the Bakken area, too. Just hearing some stories about that kind of thing up there. Just not necessarily connected with natural disasters, but just giving back to the community in general.
Well, we have our flooding issues and wildfires up here, but it's definitely nothing to the magnitude which you guys experienced either at Katrina or with Hurricane Harvey. But point is still taken very well. Let's wrap up a little bit here with one of my favorite topics, the economic development portion, the economic impact, and the sponsors, those people that allow this thing to happen, and those people who take away things from it. And talk to me a little bit about the economic development, the impact maybe that you guys are going to have within the industry or locally, and then, feel free to mention some of your partners. I mean, these guys pony up the money to make this stuff happen, so they deserve it.
Yeah, well, NAEP itself is a partnership between several industry organizations, the American Association of Professional Landmen, which is really who started in the very beginning, IPAA, which is the Independent Petroleum Association of America, the Society for Exploration Geophysicists, and the American Association of Petroleum Geologists. Those are the partners of NAEP. And but as far as the impact itself, I can imagine in the Houston area, there's quite a few, the Hyatt located downtown and some of the other regional hotels. And I know downtown Houston looks forward to this event every year, just from talking to them. And I head to Houston quite often, But, it's an event that when you're in the oil and gas industry, it's kind of has become, you have to make it. You have to be there. You see everybody you want to see in those couple of days walking up and down those aisles. I'll tell you that. It's we're excited. We're ready to go for next week.
All right, let's wrap up here, kind of give some good details, some of the fine points, that sort of thing. Maybe if you mention a few of the highlighted speakers or companies that are going to be there demonstrating that sort of thing. Kind of just really let people know what they can expect and who some of the highlights are, some of the, I guess, details when it comes to the event.
Right. Well, it starts on Monday. You can begin registration on Monday, and IPAA has an oil and gas course. And then Tuesday, there's some other SEG, AAPL, there's some different workshops for industry people going into Tuesday. Wednesday, we have the Global Business Conference in luncheon, and that really has grown. And we've got some pretty big speakers: Doug Lawler, the CEO of Chesapeake, and Will Van Loo, the CEO of Quantum Energy. And we've got that's a full day. That's 9:30 to just about 5:00 in the evening on Wednesday, and that's a really, really good event. And then Thursday, the exhibition hall opens up, and that begins first thing in the morning. Then again, that NAEP Charities Luncheon that I referred to earlier in our conversation, that starts at 11 o'clock, and Tom Brokaw is going to be the speaker. We've, over the years, had some pretty big-name speakers, and I think we're looking forward to having him. And then Friday, we close it out, and we're going to have a big, this is something new that we started at last year's Summer Night, and we're going to have a big drawing at the end of May, around 1 o'clock on Friday, and we raffle off to all participants. Participate, put your name in the little box, and we draw for a Ford F-150. For Summer Night, we did it with just an ATV, and it was exciting. So I can imagine what this is going to be like on Friday. But that's it. Again, it's a full week of events, and we're looking forward to it.
And one more time, what's the website and that sort of thing, I guess, for people if they want to check it out here over the weekend?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have the specific website, but just type in Nate, and it's going to come up. That's the first thing you'll see come up and click on it, and then you can navigate around. It's pretty easy website to get around. But if you just type in Nate, N-A-P-E, it'll come up.
Sure thing, and we'll have that links at the Crude Life as well. And I'm here right now, and I'm seeing you just register to attend right there on the website, the exhibit, the schedule, the whole thing. So any final thoughts you might have? Anything we left out? Anything you want to reiterate here?
I don't think so, without getting too much into the weeds. But, we're ready to go. We're excited. We got a pretty good attendance, considering the industry has been a bit off for the last few years. But we feel that that's a pretty good number, considering the current climate of our industry. But you got to come down and see it. It's going to be a good one. I'll tell you that.